Tomorrow, Catalans may get to vote on independence from Spain. Catalonia's 7.5 million people have their own language, culture, and identity. Their capital, Barcelona, is an economic powerhouse that drives a fifth of Spain's economy. The Spanish central government says the referendum is unconstitutional. Catalan officials have been defiant and say the vote will go forward, but there are residents of Catalonia who are opposed to the vote. Among them is Javier Castellanos of Barcelona, who's been outspoken against the referendum.
It's not that I want to Catalonia to remain in Spain. It's that I want this matter decided in a binding legal referendum.
So you believe a non-binding referendum is just not a practical idea?
I don't think it is going to work.
How would you vote on that referendum?
I will probably vote no.
Mm-hmm. And why, sir?
Well, because there is a lot of propaganda, like in Brexit. They say that everything is going to be fine, that we are going to be richer, we are going to be freer, but there is little evidence that things are going to change significantly for Catalonian people.
Would you be concerned that an independent Catalonia would be even weaker economically?
Yeah, because probably we will be outside the European Union for we don't know how many years. Mm-hmm. And this is going to affect our economy, obviously.
Well, of course, the reports that the Spanish government has mobilized thousands of police officers to try and prevent the voting from taking place in a lot of places. Do you think that will wind up just making a number of Catalans feel even more resentment?
Of course it will.
And therefore, perhaps not a good idea for the Spanish government?
Yeah, but I don't know really what options they have, because from the other side, the Catalan government has been defiant. In fact, unilateral independence was declared in the regional parliament on September the 7th. Mm-hmm. This referendum is only a procedure to make that legitimate. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Castellanos, are you going to vote on Sunday?
No, I won't.
Are you concerned, though, that if you don't vote, you're essentially handing victory to the people who want Catalan independence?
Well, I'm not sure about it. It depends on the volume of the abstention. I mean, if only 35-40% of the people vote, how binding is going to be that kind of referendum for an independence?
So you think that's the best thing for people who are opposed to independence to do, is not vote tomorrow?
Yeah. If you are going to vote, you are legitimizing the referendum.
Javier Castellanos in Barcelona, thanks so much for speaking with us, sir.
Thanks to you.